Welcome to Daf Yerushalmi. We're holding in Challah Daf Hey in the Oiz V'Adar edition, Perek Rishon, in the middle of Halacha Aleph. We're starting after the two dots on top of the Amud of Amud Aleph. The Gemara says that Asurim B'Chodesh Rivnei HaPesach, the Ramishta said that the five grains, you have an Isur Chodesh. Chodesh means that before comes the day of Tetzayim B'Nisan, when you bring Korban Omer, you're not allowed to eat from the new grain that grew that year. But the Mishnah has the lashon that Chodesh is also milifnei haPesach, before Pesach. It doesn't say the word before the Omer. The next part of the Mishnah says before the Omer, regarding the Ketzira. But regarding the food, it says Pesach. It says the Gemara is Tani. There is some say that they have the Girso milifnei haPesach regarding to a date Pesach. Is Tani milifnei Omer? Some say before the Omer, which means before Korban Omer. What's the difference between the two lashonos? If you're not allowed to eat before Pesach or before the Omer, says the Gemara, Mandav frei Pesach v'seir le'Rabbi Yochanan. Mandav frei Omer v'seir le'Chizkiyo. Depends on the machlokes of Rabbi Yochanan and Chizkiyo. One who says Pesach refers to Rabbi Yochanan. One who says Omer refers to Chizkiyo. What is that? Doma aviyim shel Chizkiyo, v'shas a korban matir. Shelo v'shas a korban hayoy matir. Koy de Chizkiyo. So if the Yehudu have korban Omer, what allows one to eat Chodesh once the korban came? If they brought the carbon to Beis HaMikdash, now you can eat Chodesh. Now today we don't have Beis HaMikdash, and today we don't have the Omer. So now the day, Tetzayin Nisan, that day is allowing you to eat. You have to wait for that day. But during the time of the carbon is not the day. During the time of the carbon, it's the actual carbon. So that's what it says, the Omer. And the Gemara brings another Girso, Rabbi Yosi b'Shem Chizkiyo. B'Shas HaKorban HaKorban Matir, when the carbon is there, so the carbon is Matir. And Chizkiyah agrees that if you don't have korban, it goes based on the day. Rav Chaim explains that this Chizkiyah did not say these words. He's just saying it in Chizkiyah. According to Rabbi Yosef, Chizkiyah did not say the words. According to Rabbi Yochanan, we don't go based on the korban. We go based on the day. Tetzayin Nisan is one matir, one day chodesh. So you may, that's what our Mishnah is saying. Our Mishnah, our Gitzah is, HaPesach matir. It's not the Omer, it's the Pesach. It's the day of Pesach. Which day? Not the first day of Pesach, the second day of Pesach. But not the Korban itself. Says the Gemara, Mabihilo, time in the Rabbi Yochanan, what's the reason, Rabbi Yochanan? Ad etzem hayoyim hazeh. Until this day. Melamed she'ayoyim matir. Once you get to the day, is matir. Yachol afilu b'sh'as Korban. Maybe also when you bring the Korban, you can eat right away before the Korban came. Tomud loyma adi v'yachem es Korban eloy keichem. Says until the carbon comes. Says Yichol Avo Mamish. Maybe you actually have to wait for the carbon to come. Tomud Loima Adetsa Mayamazeh. It says till the day. So till the day or till the carbon. What is it? Haketsa. What will it be? Says the more the family base. Tomud Mina Taim Zman Avo. It needs to come to the time where you could bring the carbon. Meaning you have to wait for the morning. You can't just do it on the night. You would think that you could do it nighttime. Once came the Leil Tetzayin Nisan, you can eat the Chodosh. No, you have to wait for the morning. Because the morning is when you can bring the carbon. But you don't wait for the carbon itself. As soon as Neitzachama came and you can bring the carbon, Chodesh is Mutter. So, even Rabbi Yochanan agrees that the law of Loi Soichlo, the Isur not to eat, does not apply once the day came. But still, there's still an Isur to eat. You should not eat until the carbon came. That law doesn't apply. But there's still a prohibition to eat the Chodesh until you bring the carbon. Says Moi Yisur Ma, what is the Yisur? Avir Ma'al Ma Yisur Dvar Toyer, it's a Yisur Toyer? Mina Toyer you're not allowed to. It's not the law of Lo Yisoychlu, but still not allowed to eat. Rabbi Yoyino, Rabbi Yisi, Tavein Amin, Yisur Midivrem. They say, no, it's only Yisur Derabonon. Vidarayis you can eat in the morning. Derabonon says, don't eat till you bring the carbon. Omer Rabbi Yisi, Mileyun Derabonon Misayin Lan. The words of Derabonon help them to say it's only Yisur Derabonon. What is it? The Tanin Tabon, we learned over there. You don't bring different types of the menachos, the bikurim, the first fruits, the minchas be'emo, which refers to the minchas soito, koidim lo yomer. You can't bring from the new grain before the oimer came. If you didn't bring it, it's not a good carbon. That's only if he brings it on the 13th of Nisan, the 14th of Nisan, or the 15th of Nisan. Hashishasar over v'iv kosher. But in the 16th of Nisan, if you brought it then before the Omer, it's kosher. Then even though you're not supposed to, you should not bring it until the carbon comes. If you brought it, it's kosher. And Tamer is Surah Dvar Torah, but if you hold it, it's Dvar Torah. If you hold me in a Torah, you're not allowed to bring the Chodesh until the carbon comes. So even on the 16th of Nisan, when you bring the carbon, if you bring it too early, it should be Pasul. You see, for me, it's only Yisra Derabanan. And therefore, the carbon is kosher, the Evet. The Rabbanan said, don't bring it. But if you did bring it, it is kosher, because Midoraisa, it is a good carbon. Says the Gemara, V'oimina, do you have another Raya? It's only Yisra Derabanan. What is that? Rebbe was, he did not eat Chodosh, not on Tetzain, the 60s of Nisan, and also not on the 17th of Nisan. Why not? Because of Sveikat Yom, because I don't know what day is Pesach. Today we're not so sure what day is Pesach. Because maybe they made 2 days Rosh Chodesh, we're not sure. So because of that, he was to do 2 days Isser, in other words, he was machmir himself, not to eat the Chodosh until the 17th of Nisan. So says the Gemara, why did he do that? The Omar Zero, Al Yedei, the Rav Rebbe, Rav, the son of Rebbe, Daitun, meaning he's a relative, the Benoi, the Rav Chia Rabbo. He's a relative of the son of Rav Chia Rabbo, the son of Rav Chia Rabbo is Chizkio, because he's a relative of Chizkio, who suffered the Kavasoin, so he agrees with him. He agrees with Chizkio Shita. So Rav Chaim explains, according to Chizkio, what do you have to wait for? You have to wait for the carbon. Now, when we don't have the carbon, what do we do? So really, Rav Chizkio, what you can do from the beginning of the day, because of Takana, Mirchim, and Zaka that we'll see later, we wait till the end of the day because we don't know exactly when the Karman will be. It may come in the end of the day. And therefore, we say, do not eat Chodosh until the end of the day. Midoraisa, because maybe the Karman is coming only in the end of the day. And based on Takana, Mirchim, and Zaka, it's a Chashash Deraisa. If the Karman will come in the end of the day, so then you can't eat Chodosh until the Karman comes. Comes Rebbe Nizmacher on himself and says, yeah, but maybe it's a Sveka to him, we're not sure which day it is. So he waits till the 17th. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, I don't have to wait for the korban. I wait for the day. In the beginning of the day, you already can eat chodesh. Elama, we say you still should not eat until the korban comes. But if the reason you wait till the korban comes is only midarabanon, so why is Rabbi Machmir to do a sveikah d'yoimon eisu, which is only darabanon? If you tell me Rabbi Yochanan says eisu d'oraisa, you're not eating until the korban comes, it's the same thing by Rabbi Yochanan and Chizkiyo. But the rice is not supposed to eat till the carbon comes. Maybe the carbon will come in the evening. And maybe, I don't know, sake of the year, you have to wait 2 days. But even according to Rabbi Yochanan, midoraisa, you can eat right away in the beginning of the day, and it's only midoraisa, but no, you have to wait for the carbon. It's understood the Rebbe is only going according to Chizkiyo. So that's the Gemara says, in teme yisur dvar Torah, if you hold that the yisur according to Rabbi Yochanan is midar Torah, with that volume, with that on top, Rav bar date Rabbi Yochanan, so Rav can agree with Rabbi Yochanan too. So why is Rav Zeir saying the Rav is going to Chizkiyo? According to Rav Zeir holds that according to Rabbi Yochanan, when you can't eat until the korban comes, it's only derabanan, it's not midoraisa. So therefore, Rebbe that was machir for 2 days, he for sure holds like Chizkiyo and not like Rabbi Yochanan. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Chalo Daf Hei.